fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 5th day of December. The perfect tip today is to inventory your ammunition and fill in the gaps. We'll be talking a bit more of that here and there during the next 2 hours, because today is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to order a custom rifle built, become part of a group purchase of thermal imaging, maybe sign up for a class if there's any openings. That telephone number is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir, as always. I know you stay pretty much on top of what's going on. Beginning this past Friday, Elon Musk started releasing what it's going to be eventually thousands of documents documenting the crimes, and they are crimes, by the way, to interfere with the federal election in the way that they interfered with it, giving the evidence of the interference, how it took place, and who is responsible. I've been a fan of James Woods, the actor, for a number of years, but I've become even more a fan of him in the last 4 days, reading what James Woods is writing and talking about. And this is, I'm not sure it is a game changer, but could become a game changer. What do you think, sir?
Well, you're witnessing the I guess, one of the final scenes in the movie. What was the movie with the witches and Dorothy, The Wizard of Oz, right?
Wizard of Oz, right.
Remember that? And at the end, the curtain gets pulled back on the wizard.
Right.
The wizard in this case is the deep state and how embedded they are with social media and big tech, and how big tech and Democrats and the deep state have all colluded to corrupt our election process. And see, here's the thing. If you can't have a fair election, you don't have a democratic republic. Democracy cannot exist with this level of corruption. And this level of corruption has been going on for a very, very long time. And the whole country has been manipulated from an election standpoint, from the mainstream media to big tech to these social media platforms. I think Elon Musk was exactly correct when he said the biggest problem with these organizations is that they've been run by people with all of the same political ideology. There's been no honest debate, no push and pull, no checks and balances. It's simply been run by a bunch of corrupt people with the same exact political ideology that decided that they would determine who would be elected rather than the citizens of the United States determining who would be elected to represent the citizens of the United States. I mean, when you think about this, this is one of the largest thefts in history. This is one of the biggest, most scandalous, most disgusting manipulations in history. It is the equivalent of stabbing the other side's candidate in the back 5 days before the election. So even if he wins, he can't take office because he's dead. I mean, this is what we call modern day lynching, modern day murder. Because you don't get to choose the candidate you want. And if you choose a candidate you want and your overlords don't like it, well, they just make him go away one way or the other. And this is no different than the 1960s when they shot Kennedy, when the deep state shot Kennedy. This is no different. It's just done electronically now.
Deep state shot both Kennedys, John and Bobby.
Yep.
Yep. I agree with you. And one of our jobs here on Farmers Monday is to educate people as to why they need to be educated, trained, and armed, because eventually what we're looking at right now is political corruption at the very deepest and highest levels. But eventually it's going to come down to armed conflict. It always does, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, the direction this is going, there are a limited number of men, probably 5 million in this country, that are not going to let this go a lot further. And the really sad part is you had this blatant fraud and corruption in Arizona in this most recent election just a month ago.
Right.
Why the people of Arizona aren't in the streets by the hundreds of thousands demanding the Secretary of State resign from office and go away or go to jail. I don't know. To me, it's fascinating because I don't believe the people in Missouri would put up with that.
Well, what we've got in place right now in Missouri, it's highly unlikely to happen. But the government of Arizona has been pretty thoroughly compromised by the communists, as far as I can tell.
Well, when we look at elections in America, we have to understand that every state runs their own election. The federal government does not run elections. Every state runs their own election, and it's the aggregate of the state-run elections that determines who wins a national race. So we have some states that have much better voting procedures and much less corruption in their elections, less cheating than other states. Arizona's been a problem child for 12 years. How much longer are they going to let this go on? I mean, at least in Missouri, if there's a problem with a voting machine or a voting procedure, you see 30-40% of the people in the state of Missouri will stand up and say, hey, we got to do something about this. We're not going to put up with this. And in Arizona, I don't know what's going on out there. I mean, I don't know why this keeps happening. I mean, France went to all paper ballots to get rid of the exact type of manipulation that's going on in Arizona. Now, if the French are smarter than the people in Arizona are in a lot of trouble.
Absolutely, they are. Absolutely are. And I should mention this as far as Monday, you got a question or comment. Just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, let's talk a little bit about training a little bit. Are there any classes left this year that still have any openings here?
The final class finished yesterday at 6 p.m. The final class for 2022. Training is in the books for the Freedom Center as far as 2022 goes. So we may do some precision loading ammunition training in January and February. We may do some first aid, junction bleed, first aid. We may do some prepping courses in January, February. I just haven't had time to look at the schedule. I'm going to take a week or two off and then get back at it after spending Christmas with my family.
Outstanding. We got our first caller. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I don't know what's going on in Arizona either. You know, I go to a Christian men's group. There isn't, they say, oh, well, God will punish them. Someone else will do it for me. There's nothing I can do. And it just drives me up the wall. And then the only thing I can figure is they watch TV. They're just totally brainwashed. But there's no one has a spine. I mean, there's a few of us, but, you know, count them on one hand. The Cochise County's standing up, though. They didn't certify as of yesterday that I know of. Two to one for not certifying. So that's good. At least I don't know if they can endorse the governor if the one county doesn't goes against it. It's not the state, whole state in. So I'm not sure how that law reads.
Well, we all know Maricopa County is where the bulk of the corruption is. What are the people doing there, Scott?
I don't know. I'm 4 or 5 hours away.
Okay. There.
So we're just, you know, 10,000 or maybe 20,000 people where I live in a couple hundred square miles. So it's pretty sparse, but, you know, I don't get to town but once a week, so I don't even see anybody. But there is a group up here that's organizing, trying to get the back the lawsuit and stuff like that. And I haven't been able to ask any cops if they're going to enforce this, the laws, or if this goes through. But, you know, we've had McCain for how long? I mean, you can ask 20 people and maybe one voted for McCain, but he's got elected. So it's been going on for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah, Arizona. McCain is one of the most corrupt human beings that's ever run for office in the United States.
Yeah.
I worked for the man. I knew the man before he died. I have no respect for him.
Well, when that guy from down south, Simcox, was gaining momentum, he hired Hayward to run against him so he'd quit running. Then Hayward lost on purpose. You know, that's how it works. So he'd lose in the primary. Yeah. They paid Hayward.
Well,
I think he...
You know what they say about people that refuse to get involved in the political process, right? You are destined to be ruled by evil men. And in this society, you're destined to be ruled by evil men and evil women.
Well, women seem to be taking over. And look how many are running for in office now. In the last election, there was women all over. Some good, some bad. But, I mean, like, Carrie Lake, she's standing up. She's not giving in. And I'm backing
her
100%. Yeah. So we've got to stand up now or...
It's gone.
Consequences are gone. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. I'm telling people this. The Democratic Republic of the United States of America has been stolen. It is gone. It does not exist anymore. We can't even have a fair election in this country anymore.
No.
I mean, it's disgusting what's going on. And what are the Christians and the churches doing? Oh, God will punish them.
Yeah, right. Well, don't do anything now. It's like, what? All right, well, the four-year-old's awake. I got to go.
Okay, thanks for the call, Scott. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. There's a related headline to Arizona popped up right now on the Liberty Daily. Here's the headline. Marjorie Taylor Greene calls for federal investigation over emails from Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs to Twitter. Well, we'll see what the Department of Justice does with that, won't we, Sam?
Nothing is the right answer, because precisely, the Department of Justice is the right hand of the corrupt deep state. There's no justice in the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice reminds me a lot like of the Patriot Act. There's nothing patriotic in the Patriot Act, and there's no justice in the Department of Justice. We are literally witnessing the destruction of the greatest democratic republic in history. And like this gentleman just called in said, the Christian men in the Christian churches in America are sitting on their hands doing absolutely nothing, because they've been feminized, they've been lied to, they've been inoculated, and they've been neutralized.
There was a man I was talking to recently, and we talked briefly about concealed carry, and he expressed his concern about being arrested and prosecuted if he had to do that and had to use the firearm. I'll be talking to him again soon, and I'll ask him the following question. Sir, would you rather have your grandchildren attend your trial or attend your funeral?
That's a great question.
I think so. We got a caller here, Sam. We got Charles in Florida. Good morning, Charles.
Hi. How you doing? I just wanted to alert everybody to something I just found on the truthseeker.co.uk. I've never heard of this site. It's called Genocide News, GENOCIDE.NEWS. And they have an article here. It's interesting. I don't know if you've seen this publication or this site. A scientist in Poland has called out the Polish government over attempts to legalize genocide. It's an interesting article here. I don't know. I wasn't familiar with this. It's a biochemist and naturalist, Diane Wojtkowiak. Has sent a notice of liability to the Polish government regarding the government's attempt to legalize crimes of genocide. Well, your listeners would like, and you would be interested in the site. Am I still there?
This law would legalize what? What exactly would it legalize?
You have to read the article here to see the government's attempt to legalize crimes of genocide against Polish citizens through the Act on the Protection of Population and State of Nature Emergencies. That's the name of the act, I guess. It says this is a globalist act here. The article said, a bill was endorsed by the Secretary of State of the Ministry of Interior and Administrating. But it's okay. Eugenics. It's a world globalist eugenics thing. It's not just in Poland, but...
Okay. Well, we'll check that out.
So it'll get rid of...
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, I wish I was in the land of coffee and oak town. There I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that youngster off to college with the exact same equipment, no difference, that the Department of Defense uses. You'll find them at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net, where you'll find an excellent video instructing you on the proper way to clean your rifle. If you aren't doing it this way, well, you aren't doing it properly. And the telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. If you want to order a custom rifle, just give them a call at 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, we got a trial scheduled in just a few weeks, what, 7 or 8 weeks away, maybe a little bit less?
Well, that's about to change because the other side has demanded a continuance again, which is absolutely absurd. And my attorney is not happy about it. I'm certainly not happy about it. And I don't know what's going to happen.
Well,
but it looks like they're going to move the trial date again.
Well, typically, and I've been involved in these matters at very high levels beginning in 1972, typically it's the respondent that asks for a continuance because they need more time for trial preparation, not the plaintiff. When in this case, it is the plaintiff. And typically, the plaintiff doesn't begin these proceedings until they've done all their homework and got all the evidence that they can get. So this is, of course, they can make all the demands they want, but it's not a given that the judge will grant the continuance. What pretext are they using to request the continuance, if you know, sir?
Oh, they claim their site inspection, which they skipped because of bad weather. And I took a video. It wasn't even raining. They didn't show up. They claim that they have to do a site inspection and they have to do this, that, and the other thing. And there's just no time left.
No time left. Well,
yeah.
It's the trial is set for a day in January at the moment.
January 19th was the current setting, and depending on the judge's schedule, he may or may not move the trial date. It'll be interesting to see.
Well, that's looks like 6 weeks to me, from the 5th of December to the 19th of January. 6 weeks doesn't sound like it sounds like enough time to me to do a site inspection, whatever else needs to be done. Hopefully the judge won't grant that. But when is that judge supposed to make his decision?
I don't know. I don't know when they're going to go before the judge next.
Is there going to be oral arguments for the continuance?
I'm sure there will be.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, hopefully your attorney will present the evidence that there was no weather issues, that they skipped it and that they lied to the court. And that's an important point that the defense needs to make, the respondent needs to make, is that the plaintiff is lying to the court about bad weather that day. And hopefully that'll influence the judge to make the right decision in your favor. Okay, well, we'll keep track of that. It's only 6 weeks away, and hopefully they'll make a decision soon, and we'll get an update from you on that. But once this is behind us, then we can move forward with the plans that have been on hold at Freedom Center, can't we?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I was really excited about going to trial in January and winning this thing and having the Freedom Center be able to do the development and the building of the property and the development of the facility, all that stuff. And when you're paying lawyers, rather than building classrooms and building ranges, it limits what you can do.
It does. Well, we have at my website at thelibertyman.com, we have a panel set up to receive donations for Freedom Center USA. A quick and easy PayPal donation, the physical address to mail a check or money order is there. And I encourage people to please consider with the Legal Defense Fund. Every little bit helps, doesn't it, Sam?
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, the RBN listeners and the Hagman listeners and our students have basically kept us in this fight. And they've done a great job of keeping us in this fight. And we're going to win. I told my attorney, I'm not approving any continuance from here on out. And I sent him an email with the video and said, here's evidence of them not showing up. It wasn't raining. There's absolutely no reason to cancel. They could have taken their tour. I'm tired of the delays. I'm done with the lies. I'm done with the manipulations. No more continuances.
All right. Well, so, let's do a segue here. I got a question offline from a listener. What do we think about the USCCA concealed carry insurance? Is it worth the money to buy this type of insurance for concealed carry people? We got a break. We'll get back to this question after the break.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We post new things there pretty much every day of the week. Our new humor section is getting great reviews. We need some humor in our lives. I like to mention the movie that Lloyd Bridges starred in 30 years ago, where he was his character was President of the United States. I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it could be Joe Biden. The fumbling, bumbling, funny stuff that this guy does. It's worth a few minutes of your time. We have interesting products here that will help you achieve your goals of being safer, being healthier. Need to check those out, including the energy cleaner, of course. I'm getting a fresh batch this week, helping people get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep they've had in decades. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Sam, you have any opinion on the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association, insurance that they offer for concealed carry people?
Is this the legal insurance where they get you a lawyer right. And pay for the lawyer?
That's it. Yep.
Not a big fan, and I'll tell you why. You've heard the cliche, all politics is local politics.
Right.
Well, when you wind up in the legal system because someone attacked you and you defended yourself, there are prosecutors, liberal prosecutors, that would rather put you in jail than the criminals. And I'm not sure I would want a third-party company choosing my lawyer. I would want to do some research on that county and the judges and the attorneys, and I would want to pick my own lawyer in the vast majority of circumstances. Because when your freedom is being taken away, when you're being charged with something, you're being falsely accused of a crime, you need a criminal attorney that knows the judges, that knows the county, that knows the lay of the land, that is skilled in both pretrial motions and in trials themselves. That is not necessarily the same attorney. And when you buy insurance and the insurance company goes and recruits an attorney because they have a business deal with them, that doesn't necessarily guarantee that that attorney is the right attorney to defend your freedom and defend you from false accusations. In fact, I doubt it. I would suspect they rarely would pick the best attorney for the job.
Well, I agree. And of course, I've done hundreds and hundreds of cases involving criminal defense, and a number that involved the proper use of firearms where the person using it ended up being charged with a crime, one of which made national news. And I concur with what you said, and easy way to find the lawyer who would be best would be to find out if you're on a first name basis or know a police officer. Mr. Chief of Police, if you were charged with a crime, who would you hire to defend you? Ask that to several people in the community who know the system, are aware of the system and how it works in your county, and chances are you're going to get only one or two names in any given county as the best criminal defense attorneys. Right, Sam?
Yeah, it's usually two guys in a given area that are at the top, and everybody else doesn't have near the record. Like, we have an attorney in St. Louis County. I'll bet you know him. His last name is Wolf.
I know Don very well.
And yeah. I'm not sure that guy's ever lost a case. I mean, I had a guy named Paul that I was in college with. He was on my floor as a freshman studying law. His goal was to get a law degree and become a defense attorney. And he did, and he went to work for Don. And he was a really sharp guy.
I'm not sure Don's still practicing. Don, I think his heart may lie more with being a jazz DJ than doing legal work anymore, but I know Don very well. And of course, I spent the last 7 years of Mr. Charles Shaw's career with Charles, and we had a number of interesting cases, to say the least. Okay, well, let's move on to our next caller here, Sam. We got Rose in Wisconsin. Good morning, Rose.
Morning, Mr. Moore. Morning, Mr. Andrews.
Hey, Rose. Good to hear your voice. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
You too. My question was, in like the scenario of a grave danger threat happening right from deep sleep, what things should you be aware of, and is there any way to like prepare or practice to deal with it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, a couple of things to know about someone. Let's say you're sleeping in your home. Let me get this right, Rose. You're sleeping in your home, and a criminal breaks in your home at, say, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Is that kind of the scenario you're describing?
Correct.
Okay. So, there are some problems in waking up from a dead sleep. Now, Rose is a young gal. She hasn't hit 30 yet, and it won't be as bad for her as it would be for somebody my age. But when your blood pressure drops when you sleep and your heart rate drops when you sleep, you tend to lose dexterity in your hands, and you tend to not have that super fine coordination and motor skills in the first 20, 30 seconds of waking up from a sleep. If you're sleeping on your trigger hand, it's even worse. If you got your hand under your pillow, then it's even worse. So there's a couple of things that we really need to talk about. One is most people do not have the situational awareness when they're woken up from a sleep to put hearing protection on. So one of the things that we recommend is that you always have a suppressor on the gun that you're using to defend your home with. A couple of good reasons for that. One is the suppressor will kill the flash, make you harder to identify, and also your hearing won't be permanently damaged because you chose to defend your life or the life of your family members. You fire a weapon inside, indoors. It is so loud that it will destroy your eardrums. Your ears will bleed. You will be literally deaf for 15 to 20 minutes while your ears ring at a level that is just beyond comprehension. And it's a problem. So you take a scenario like South Africa or Ferguson, Missouri, places like that where there was civil unrest. We had situations where many people were trying to get in someone's home. It wasn't just the lone burglar or the lone rapist. It was a crowd of people trying to force their way into a home all at the same time. Imagine the number of shots that those people had to take to defend their home as 30 to 60 people tried to force their way in their home. And so it's really important that you have a semi-auto rifle with a suppressor on it to defend your home with next to your bed. That is what you should be grabbing when you get up. Ideally, that is what you should have in your hands. I'll tell you why. People say, well, what? You don't think my pistol will work? Yeah, your pistol can work in certain circumstances, but in other circumstances, it won't. The problem with pistols are they don't have a lot of energy. And when you're defending your home, you're really in this really up-close scenario. And the rifle has a lot more energy, is much more likely to stop someone. But the thing that most people don't know is that when you point a rifle, you are using the larger muscles of your body to aim the rifle. When you deploy a pistol, it takes a tremendous amount of fine motor skill from your hands. The very thing you don't have the moment you wake up. And so we did this test with Army SF guys years ago where we put them in ice baths, drop their core temperature below 90 degrees, made them jump out of the ice bath and fight with a rifle and fight with a pistol. And we measured their marksmanship. And they were way better at hitting the target quickly coming out of an ice bath with a rifle than they were with a pistol. And then we put them to sleep, and they wake up from a sleep and had to fight immediately after sleeping for 4 hours. Guess what? Their accuracy with the rifle, they had more than double the hits with the rifle than they did with the pistol at close range. And that's the thing you have to understand, is that the fine motor skills of your hand when you're woken up from a dead sleep are not there typically. It's much harder to be accurate with a pistol when you're woken up from a dead sleep than it is to be accurate with a rifle. So my recommendation is that you keep a rifle next to your bed with a suppressor on it, with a magazine loaded and in the gun, ready to fight. Does that answer your question?
All right. Yeah, that does.
Super. Great question. Tell your family hi, and I got a package coming your way this week.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care.
Thank you, Rose. We appreciate the call.
You too.
The call number, thank you very much. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, top of the hour, I'm looking to get a firearms tip of the week, sir.
Roger that. We'll do it after the top of the hour.
Any changes in the price or availability of ammunition or primer, sir?
Yeah, we're starting to see more and more stuff hit the shelves, so now's a good time to go shopping, you know, before the Christmas crowd buys everything up, and then we got to wait for another 4 months. I don't know if you saw this, John, but Colorado is trying to pass this horrific red flag gun control, gun confiscation law as we speak.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So typically these red flag laws, there's no due process in the traditional sense of the word, is there?
No, there's no due process at all. They just come and take your guns by force. And there are sheriffs in Colorado that are saying right now, we will not enforce that law if you pass it. It is a violation of the Second Amendment.
Well, good for them.
Yep.
Good for them.
It's time to stand up, folks. They're trying to take over. The communists are trying to take over this country. They're trying to take control state by state. It's time to stand up and say no. Take the Nancy Reagan approach and just say no.
I got another question from a listener here asking if you saw Mark Levine's show where Mark showed pages and pages of crimes by the FBI.
No, I did not see that show, but I've witnessed crimes by the FBI, so I don't really, I mean, I've witnessed them with my own eyes, so I don't really need to see Mark's probably very accurate and well-researched report or list. Mark's a real thorough guy. He's a very intelligent man, and he speaks the truth. And, you know, there's a lot of people that respect Mark Levin.
I do, yes. I watched him show last night, as a matter of fact.
You know, did you get a chance to see the list?
I didn't see that list. I didn't see that list. But, no, I did not. But you're right. Mark does a great job. He does his homework, and he's very brilliant. Regardless... is there a group purchase of thermal imaging taking place right now, sir?
Yes, we're going to make a thermal buy. Let me grab my calendar so I get the right date. We're going to make the last thermal buy of the year on the 14th. That's a Wednesday. A week from this coming Wednesday. So you got about 10 days if you want to get in on this. Hopefully, we can get stuff in by New Year. So if you want to get in on the last thermal buy of the year, call me. Plan on getting me some money before the 14th of December, because I will order those scopes on the 14th, and there's a good chance that we can get them to you in less than 2-3 weeks.
Outstanding. Our next caller is Dave in Texas. Good morning, Dave. Dave, you're on here.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Andrew. I have a question for you concerning 300 Blackout. I've got some 300 Blackout, but I was going to set up a dedicated rifle for out to maybe 200 to maybe 300 yards at the very most for a predator and self-defense rifle. If I was going to put a silencer on it, I was wondering, what length barrel do you recommend for a self-defense, predator-type 300 Blackout out to that sort of distance?
Yeah, so what we use, and my name's Sam, by the way. It's nice to meet you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, Sam.
We use a 16-inch barrel with a pistol-length gas port, and we open that port up in diameter slightly so that it will run both supersonic and subsonic ammo, and then we use a piston kit so we can adjust the gas depending on what type of ammunition we're using.
Okay. If I went for a shorter barrel with the silencer, something in the 10 to 12 inch length, would that complicate things as far as the gas pressure goes?
Well, the problem we found with shorter barrels is that guys tend to make them AR, they make them AR pistols rather than rifles, so they don't have a good stock on them. The second problem with the shorter barrel is it becomes extremely difficult to get the same gun to cycle supersonic ammo and cycle subsonic ammo reliably in cool weather, especially.
Okay, so, well, thank you very much.
You know, I would not go to an 11 or 12 inch barrel. I would stay with 16 and make sure you get a pistol length gas port.
Okay, thank you, Sam.
Roger that. Good questions.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Many may have gone.
Ah!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. Excellent video there teaching you how to properly clean your rifle, freedomtrain.net. What direction would you like to go next, Sam?
Well, Switzerland just banned travel of electric vehicles in Switzerland. You can't make this stuff up, John.
I saw the headline. I was under the impression they were waiting for an emergency, so they consider it an emergency and they have banned them now.
Yeah, you cannot cannot travel in an electric car now in Switzerland because they have an energy emergency. See, this is what happens. This is what happens when you follow the suggestions of libtards. Instead of being in a country where you can drive your sick grandmother to the hospital and get her help, you're now in the middle of an energy emergency where you're not supposed to use your car. I mean, this is where these people are taking us, right? They're trying to destroy the logistical capabilities of you and your town and your state so they can weaken you and then take total control of your life and eventually eliminate you. Remember, the final goal is population reduction. They need the population to go from 8 billion to under 2 billion. And then all the people that help them get the population down under 2 billion, they're going to get rid of all of them and leave 500 million elites on the planet. That's it. That is the goal. These people are sick. They're demented. There's no truth in them. They don't build anything. They just destroy and try and control things that other people have built. They need to be hanging from ropes.
Well, I haven't done this yet, but I plan on dropping by a Chevy or a Ford or Dodge dealer and pick up the factory brochures for these electric cars and trucks and see if they claim that it's helping the environment, that it's green, when in fact, at least around here anyway, these electric cars are being powered by coal, aren't they?
Of course they are. Of course they are. When you charge your car, unless you're charging it from a solar panel, which would take a lot of solar panels to charge a car, you're using the same power source that everybody else is using. You're not using electric power. You're converting coal or natural gas-driven power plants or nuclear power plant electricity. You're converting that into electricity to charge the battery in your car. So stop lying to yourself. If you're going to buy an electric car, at least buy enough solar panels to charge it so you're not a freaking fraud and a complete total hypocrite.
We have top of the hour break. We'll be back with the firearms tip of the week. Stay tuned.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com. www.republicbroadcastingnetwork.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.